Jaina landed in a crouch just where Valen had been standing. He was gone. She rose to glower at the bounty hunters.
Don't bother.
We're not here to harm you,
the YVH droid said, in tones utterly and confidently human. Jaina stared at the thing, nonplussed.
Just what have you been programmed for?
She felt a tickle in the Force, warning of imminent attack, and saw the Quorn's finger tighten on the trigger. She jumped to one side as he fired. It did her no good. The missile that emerged from the weapon immediately flared out into a haze that wrapped around her, clinging everywhere. It took her a fraction of a second to recognize it as a metal mesh net trailing some sort of cylindrical package. Then the first jolt of electrical pain hit her. Startled, suddenly separated from her Force powers, she sailed over the edge of the cargo hauler and dropped into empty space beyond. Valen clung to the ejection seat and rode it down another 20 meters. The next vehicle to approach him held no ersatz Jedi, no imposters that he could see. It was a boxy blue speeder, the Galaxy 9 News logo painted on its side in yellow. It drew alongside, its pilot skillfully keeping pace with Valen's rate of descent. A dark-skinned woman leaned out the passenger side window.
Jedi Horn, is it true you're on a destructive rampage?
Valen leapt from his seat, slamming into the side of the speeder, holding on to the woman's door to keep from falling. She drew back, startled, but he gave her a friendly smile.
Get me out of here, away from these people, and I'll give you the greatest scoop you've ever had.
The woman's eyes widened. She turned to issue a brief command to her pilot, then turned back, all smiles.
Let me help you in. I'll hang on here, thanks.
The new speeder banked, sluggish, and headed toward the business district.
How did you know I was Valen Horn?
An arrest bulletin issued a little while ago by the Office of the Chief of State. The Quorn watched, startled, as Jaina Solo vanished over the lip. The woman in the black jacket clapped him on the back.
Nice move, Fishhead. She's not...
Her words were cut off as an airspeeder, painted in a stylish silver gray, dived past the cargo hauler's cab, missing it by less than a meter. The hauler's pilot reacted instinctively, veering to starboard and down. The sudden maneuver sharply tilted the cargo bed. The Quorn staggered to his left and stumbled clean off the edge of the cargo hauler. The blonde woman staggered too, but dropped, rolled with an acrobat skill, and fetched up safely against the low rail at the side of the cargo bed. The YVH droid didn't budge. Luke flipped into the cockpit and did an involuntary dance for a moment until both feet found non-superheated areas on the floor of the still-smoking compartment. He glanced at the controls and grimaced. Every screen was out of commission. Experimentally, he waggled the yoke and found it unresponsive. This would be tricky, if not downright impossible. Unless... He turned. There, in the circular slot behind the cockpit, rested a gray and red R2 astromech.
Hey there, can you pilot this thing?
The R2 tweedled, ending on a sorrowful note.
Forget steering. Can you kill the thrusters but leave the repulsors running?
The R2 offered a series of notes that sounded quizzical. Luke heard starfighter systems dip and rise in power, fluctuations that lasted a fraction of a second each. Then the R2 tweedled an affirmative.
Do so. Execute. Problem solved.
Luke turned to port. Ben was still there, a few meters away, pacing him with considerable skill. Luke leapt back across, settling into the passenger seat.
Did you keep track of Valen?
Up 30 degrees, port 20, 300 meters.
Strap in and take us there.
Leia shook her head as she watched Luke abandon the X-Wing.
I'm not sure how, but he thinks he has it solved.
Probably drafted the astromech. Took me a second to think of that myself.
Han did not look away from the silver-gray speeder, which had, moments earlier, matched the netted Jaina's precipitous fall. Then the pilot had gestured, drawing Jaina into the seat beside him with an exertion through the Force, and pulled out of his dive. Han glanced at his wife, who, watching Luke, hadn't seen any of it. He shook his head. Jaina must not even have been alarmed, since Leia had not even detected her brief emergency. He put the Falcon into a tight curve, aiming it toward the new speeder that now bore Valen away and the lumbering cargo hauler chasing it.
That YVH droid could be bad news. Want to take the belly lasers?
I do.
Leia was unstrapped and up in an instant, headed aft toward the laser turret access shaft. Jaina, helpless, spasmed again as another electrical shock coursed through her.
Get this thing off me!
I'm driving here, and that's get this thing off me, please, Master Katarn. She offered a very Han Solo-ish growl in response. Dropping almost to parked speeder level, Kyle set his vessel in pursuit of Valen's conveyance and the cargo hauler. The hauler now seemed to be towing something at the end of a cable. It took him a moment to recognize the Quarren. A cable stretched between his weapon and the tail of the hauler, and the Quarren held on to his weapon with both arms as if to save his life. As the hauler picked up speed, the Quarren was towed along behind at a more shallow angle. Absently, barely looking, Kyle took his lightsaber from his belt, lit it, and lashed out against the metal cylinder attached to Jaina's neck, where it lay bouncing on the back of the speeder. His blow sheared through the object without scarring the speeder's paint beneath.
Better?
Actually, yes.
Jaina lay there a few more moments, then began struggling with the net. It had relaxed, no longer constricting or clinging to itself, and she was able to unwrap it within moments.
Electrical shocks.
Interfering with your control over the Force, which turns you from a Jedi into a rather weak gymnast with a spasming problem.
That's one way to put it.